Bava Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hay, 3-5, and the Mishnah continues to talk about people causing unintentional damage in the Rishus HaRabim. However, here, people will be functioning as an Adam HaMazik, as a person causing damage, as opposed to just being like an inanimate boar causing damage. So with all these cases, really in the whole Masechta, really, the first question you need to ask is regarding the alleged mazik, did he act irresponsibly? If a person acted responsibly, essentially he'd be pater. If he acted irresponsibly, he'll be chayav. And that's really the case throughout the entire Masechta. And it's brought out no more clearly than this Mishnah, where it says, Ze ba bechaviso, veze ba bekoraso. Two guys walking down the street. One guy has his chavit. Chavit is like a jug, a barrel. Okay, it's made out of, say, clay. And the other guy's walking with his like wooden beam, and they walk in opposite directions towards each other. Nishbara chado shelze bekoraso shelze. So this guy's kad, the word kad really is the same as the chavit, meaning this the guy's jug, is there in the word container, whatever it is, gets smashed onto the other guy's wooden beam. So then patur, the guy who was carrying the beam that smashed the clay pot, whatever it is, will be exempt. No payment. Because each person has the right to walk in a normal manner in the Rishus HaRabim, and everyone has to watch out for themselves. The guy with the beam collided into the guy with the pot just as much as the guy with the pot collided into the guy with the beam. Everyone's got to look out for themselves. It wasn't intentional. And since he was doing nothing irresponsible, the blame is just as much on the guy with the pot as is the guy with the beam. They both have to look out for themselves. Since both didn't do anything irresponsible, inappropriate, negligent, so then the finger is not pointed anymore towards the guy with the beam than it is the guy with the pot. However, hayaval kora rishon uval chavis achron. What if they're walking in the same direction, and in the front is the guy with the beam, and the guy behind him, walking behind him, is the guy with the earthenware container. And now, nishbra chavis bekora. The guy carrying the earthenware container smashes it into the guy with the beam, meaning the guy in the back walked too fast and crashed the guy in front of him. Patar balakora. So then for sure the person with the beam is exempt, because what did he do? He did nothing. He was going about his business, nothing irresponsible, carrying his beam in the Rishus HaRabim, and the guy smashed into him from behind and smashed his pot, so he's not liable for that. V'im amad balakora. However, if the guy with the beam stopped short in the Rishus HaRabim, you just want to take a rest. Well, you can't do that. The street, the sidewalk, is a place, whatever, the Rishus HaRabim, where they're carrying things, is a place for walking, not for stopping. And no one's expecting you to stop. So if you just stop to rest, that's not an acceptable thing to do. You have to do that on the side of the road. And that being the case, Chayev, since he acted irresponsibly, he will be obligated to pay for damages he causes to the pot. And not as a boar, because as a boar he wouldn't be liable, because as a boar, you know, we said Kalim are exempt, but as an Adam HaMazik, a person who acted irresponsibly, you know, standing around the Rishus HaRabim with a big pole in his hand, smashing stuff up, not allowed to do that, therefore he's responsible. However, Vim Amar Leval HaChavis Amod, if he said to the guy carrying the pot behind him, hey guy, stand still, I'm stopping, okay, I need to take a rest. So then, Patra, he'll be exempt, because he didn't act irresponsibly, he acted responsibly, he did what he could, he needed to rest for a moment, and he warned the person behind him, what more could he do? Therefore, the other person's responsible, and if he crashed with the pot, crashed into him, so then the pole carrier is now exempt. Switching the order of the two guys, the other way around, Hayaval chavis rishon uval kora achron. If the guy carrying the earthenware pot is in the front, ubala kora, the guy with the beam, achron, is behind him. And then nishbra chavis bekora, the pot gets smashed by the beam, meaning the guy with the beam behind walks too fast and crashes into him, well, he's got to look where he's going. He can't do that. And therefore, Chayiv, he's responsible, because that's his obligation to not act irresponsibly. He's allowed to walk in the Rishus HaRabim, but he can't go crashing people from behind. Vim amad bal chavis. If, however, the guy with the earthenware container, he just stopped short, you can't do that in the Rishus HaRabim. You can't just stop in the Rishus HaRabim. People are expecting you to, you could to maybe shift your weight, that would be okay, but to stop to rest, you can't do that. You have to go that, do that on the side. And therefore, if you stop to rest, you're doing the wrong thing, and therefore, patur, the guy who crashed into you from behind, is exempt, because you're the one who caused this problem, not him. Vim amr levala kora amod, but if the guy with the jug in the front, tells the guy with the beam behind, hey guy, I'm stopping for a second, can you please stop? But he doesn't stop, and then he crashes into him, and his beam smashes the pot. So then Chayev, since he acted irresponsibly, he was supposed to stop, and he didn't, so therefore he'll be responsible. V'chein zebab nero, v'zeb pishtano. The exact same principles we just set out apply equally if instead of carrying beams and pots, we're carrying open flames of a nair, like a candle, and pishtan, which is flax, which is extremely flammable. The point is, obviously, flax is more susceptible to fire, and fire is more dangerous than a beam, but the rules apply equally to both these things. A person is allowed to carry his fire or his beam in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He just has to do so responsibly, like everybody else. If he breaks the rules of responsible expected behavior, that he now is liable, and if not, not. So, for example, if the guy with the beam is running in the street, certainly he crashes someone. Now, even if they crash going into directly into each other, so the beam guy will be responsible because he has no right to run to the street with a beam. And the same goes with the guy running to the street with a fire. Again, if someone catches a light, he's responsible because you have no right to run around like that.